అతో విదస్తాం పురుషాన్ సంతమంత
చతుర్విధం
బ్రహ్మాత్మాంశకేన అతో విదుస్తం పురుషం సంతమంత భుంక్తే ఋషికే మదారగమ్య.
System, in the creation,
Sasakya,
by your own potency,
by your own
Vidam, cosmic manifestation,
Anuprvishta,
entering afterwards,
Chaturvidam,
four kinds,
Puram,
bodies,
Atma
Hamsakena,
they
are part and parcel,
Ato,
therefore,
Vidu,
know, Tam,
Him,
Purusham,
enjoyer,
Santam,
existing,
Anta,
within,
Bhunkte,
enjoy,
Rishikai,
by the senses,
Madhu,
sweetness,
Saragam,
honey,
one who. Translation, my dear Lord, after creating by your own potencies, you enter within the creation in four kinds of forms. Being within the hearts of the living entities, you know them and know how they are enjoying their senses. So all happiness of this material creation is acting like the bees enjoying their honey. After this being collected from the honey dough. For the material cosmic manifestation is an exhibition of the external energies and personality of Godhead. But because dull matter cannot work independently, the Lord Himself enters within this material creation in the form of partial expansion, Paramatma. He enters also by its separated parts and parcels of living entities. In other words, both the living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead enter the material creation just to make it active, as stated in Bhagavad Gita. Besides this inferior energy of Almighty Arjuna, there is a superior energy of mind which consists of all living entities who are struggling with the material nature of sustaining the universe. Since the material world cannot work independently, the living entities enter the material manifestation of four different types of bodies. The word Chakravidam is simply a verse. There are four types of living entities born within the material world. Some are born by way of an embryo, by way of eggs, perspiration, and hypertrophies by way of seeds. Regardless of how these living entities appear, they're all busy in pursuit of sense enjoyment. The materialistic scientist's contention that living entities other than human beings have no soul is nullified. Whether they are born through an embryo, eggs, perspiration, or seeds, all living entities in the 8,400,000 species of life are part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and each therefore is an individual spiritual spark and soul. The Supreme Personality of Godhead also remains within the heart of the living entity, regardless of whether the living entity is man, animal, trees, or microbe. The Lord is in everyone's heart, and because all living entities who come into the material world do so in order to fulfill their desire for sense enjoyment, the Lord directs the living entities to enjoy their senses. Thus the Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of God, and knows everyone's desires. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance of forgetfulness. Meaning within the hearts of all living entities, the Lord bestows remembrance by which the living entities can enjoy certain things. Thus the living entities create their enjoyable honeycombs and enjoy them. The example of the bees is appropriate because when bees try to enjoy the honeycomb, they have to suffer the bites of other bees. Because bees bite one another, when they enjoy honey, they are not exclusively enjoying the sweetness of the honey, but there is also suffering. In other words, the living entities are subjected to the pains and pleasures of material enjoyment. Whereas the Supreme Personality of God are knowing their plans for enjoyment to aloof from them. In Upanishads, the example is given of two birds sitting on a tree. One bird is enjoying the fruits of that tree, and the other bird is simply witnessing. In Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of God is Paramatma, described as Upadrashta and Anumanta. Thus, the Lord simply witnesses and gives the living entity sanction for sense
enjoyment.
It is the paramount also to give the intelligence by which the bees can construct their hive, collect honey from various flowers, store it, and enjoy it. Although the paramatma is aloof from the living entities, he knows their intentions and gives them facilities by which they can enjoy or suffer the results of their actions. Human society is exactly like a beehive, where everyone is engaged in collecting honey from various flowers, or collecting money from various sources, and creating large empires for common enjoyment. However, after these empires are created, the bites of other nations have to be suffered. Sometimes nations declare war upon one another, and human beehives become sources of misery. Although human beings are creating their beehives in order to enjoy the sweetness of the senses, they are at the same time suffering from the bites of other persons or nations. The Supreme Personality of God is Paramatma simply witnessing all these activities. The conclusion is that both the Supreme Personality of God and the Jivas enter into this material world. However, the Paramatma, Supreme Personality of God, is worshipable because he is arranged for the happiness of the living entity in the material world. Because it is the material world, however, no one can enjoy any kind of happiness without any liberty. Material enjoyment means liberty, whereas spiritual enjoyment means pure enjoyment and the connection with the Supreme Personality of God. My dear Lord, after creating by your own potencies, you enter within the creation in four kinds of forms, being within the hearts of the living entities. You know them and know how they are enjoying their senses. The so-called happiness of this material creation is exactly like the bees' enjoyment of honey after it is collected into the honeycomb. So here it says, Shiva says that the Lord enters into the creation by his own energy, so shakya, in the form of different types of living entities created from seeds or eggs or embryos, etc. This, of course, is not directly the Lord, but in the form of the Atma taking bodies and the bodies themselves, which are expansions of the Lord's Achit Shakti. So we have Achit Shakti and Dasya Shakti combining in the material world within these bodies. It is said here that the Lord enters as these. So, of course, it's not directly the Lord, but because the Shaktis of the Lord are also non-different from the Lord, we can say he enters in these forms, even though he is not literally those forms. On the other hand, he does enter within the bodies and the jivas within the material world as Supreme Lord. So he enters in both ways, indirectly through Prakriti and Jiva Tattva, and directly as Paramatma. And without the presence of Paramatma, the jiva cannot actually do anything with his body. He apparently can, but actually the Supreme Lord is within the jiva, permitting his activities. So it is by the means of the Supreme Lord that the jiva is allowed to operate his material body and enjoy his senses. The Lord allows them to enjoy it with their senses. And this is represented here by the honey. He allows them to enjoy with their senses. This means that because the jivas have this desire, the Lord permits it. He is the anumanta, or the permitter. So it's not the Lord's desire to enjoy, but rather the jiva's desire. Because the jiva desires, the Lord permits it to happen and allows it to happen. At the same time, these activities are subject to karma. So the living energy does not simply enjoy, but it also accrues reactions for those activities of enjoyment in the material world. So this is also the law of the Supreme Lord, the law of karma. So though the living entity likes to enjoy, he also gets suffering in the form of karma.
So his enjoyment of the material world is never pure, it's always mixed. On the other hand, the spiritual world has an enjoyment also, but this is different in several ways. The cause of the enjoyment is different. In the material world, the cause of the enjoyment is the jiva desire to get some enjoyment. In the spiritual world, the cause of enjoyment is the jiva desire to give enjoyment to the Lord. And by that qualification, he enters the spiritual world and the Lord bestows bliss. So bliss is a secondary quality of his desire to please the Lord. Whereas in the material world, the primary goal of the jiva is simply to enjoy. And therefore, the results are different. In the material world, the desire to enjoy leads to mixed results with karma. And in the spiritual world, this desire to please the Lord leads also to bliss for the jiva. But it is not mixed with karma, it is not mixed with suffering at all. So the jiva's enjoyment of our bliss in the spiritual world is eternal and not mixed with suffering and karma, etc., of the material world. Because the desire of the jiva is not to enjoy, but to serve the Lord. And that is the difference between the material and spiritual worlds. So the Lord creates the material world by his energy and enters into it and supplies bodies for the living entity because of the jiva's desire to enjoy, that's all. Not because the Lord wants to do this. He does it for the jivas. And at the same time, he provides some measures to educate the jiva to get out of the material world. So one of these measures is the law of karma, which creates mixed results for the jiva in the material world. He has a combination of enjoyment and suffering. And the other way in which the Lord helps the jiva is, of course, he becomes his avatar, he reveals scripture, and he sends devotees to the material world. So in this way, the Lord has various methods of helping the jivas in the material world. So though the jivas are independent in one sense, because the Lord supports their desires to enjoy the material world by the slow process of learning through karma and experience and scriptures, etc., the jiva can develop new desires. So when the jiva develops faith, then he develops the desire to please the Lord. So when that desire develops, then his path out of the material world becomes definite. So it's great good fortune when the jiva develops faith in the Lord. And when that faith is perfected in the form of prema, then the jiva is qualified for spiritual body and spiritual world. And as a result of the service of the Lord, he gets unlimited, unending, eternal bliss with the Lord. So this verse is a glorification of the Lord because he produces the material world, arranges for the material world, he arranges for the jivas to enjoy the material world, but at the same time he is separate from everything. He is uncontaminated by the problems of the material world. So the creation of the material world and arrangement for the jivas is not the best thing, but the Lord does it because of the jivas. And at the same time, the Lord does not become contaminated by anything. It is the jivas who become contaminated. So the Lord is glorified because he remains separate from everything. And he operates through his shaktis. So shaktya, through his shaktis, all of this takes place. So the Lord does not have to personally do anything. He allows it to happen through the jiva shakti, the external energy or bahiranga shakti. And of course, the arrangement of his various servants, the devatas, etc., in the material world. So in this way, the world goes on separate from the Supreme Lord.
from the shadow. And the Bible says in the Advent, trying to not enjoy the Advent of desire. And in the spiritual world, the servant is not, it's not enjoying, it's not enjoying.
Mm-hmm. Well, in one sense, but yes, the jiva also gets bliss. So that is the enjoyment of the jiva. But his qualification for that bliss is that he has pure desire to simply serve the Lord. Whereas in the material world, the jiva has desire to simply get happiness for himself.
Yeah.
Cause of faith is association and mercy.
The desire itself comes only out of experience. So how can we overcome this? The experience happens for the Atma.
Change experience, you develop higher taste.
You have higher taste, you give up lower taste. You develop spiritual taste, then you give up lower taste. Otherwise you cannot.
The experience has nothing to do with karma. Karma doesn't do anything.
No. The experience is a result of our present activities.
Thank you.